Lincoln, whose Republican Party had its own paramilitary group called the Wide Awakes to protect campaign marchers from Democratic thugs, approved other unconventional schemes that crossed his desk. He was open to kidnapping rebels to exchange for Union men the Confederates snatched. He was willing to let a U.S. Army officer venture out on an off-the-books operation the government would deny if he was caught. The Army colonel, who had been a Methodist minister before the war, would travel south undercover to entice Methodist church members to defect. Lincoln had no doubt that Jefferson Davis would infiltrate subversives and spies into Union territory, which Davis would. The two men were alike in that respect. Yet whatever enthusiasm Lincoln displayed early on for espionage and sabotage had to be tempered by the fact that he had no organization to carry it out. If that was what Pinkerton intended to propose, as he settled into a chair across the cabinet table from the president and his secretary of state, he would be starting from scratch. Spying had remained largely dormant in the United States since the Revolutionary War. During the 1846 to 1848 Mexican War, Scott employed a handful of Mexican bandits and army engineers to collect intelligence. Americans had an age-old resistance to the idea of standing armies with any kind of centralized spy service. When the Confederates shelled Fort Sumter, neither belligerent had made any preparations to collect military intelligence. It would not be until a year later that a Confederate signal bureau was officially organized to provide secure communications, intercept the enemy's signals, maintain courier lines to the north, and run espionage and counter-espionage operations through a Secret Service bureau. The rebels' intelligence operation would end up a poor match against what the Yankees eventually developed. But at the outset, the Union Army had no plan for organizing an intelligence staff or spy corps, and no official name for such an activity. Its officers did not even use the words commonly employed in the spy trade. Commanders gathered information rather than intelligence and sent out scouts or guides who were often spies. Organizations that came to be called secret services usually ended up being a hodgepodge of intelligence collection activities, the work of spies, counterintelligence, the job of spy catchers, and ordinary criminal investigations. Officers learned on the job how to gather intelligence, their secret agents tending to be volunteers. Many were lawyers or actors, even more amateurish than rookie soldiers.